I'm Tobin Beck at Concordia University in Seward, and today I'm with Mark Anschutz from Concordia's Center for Liturgical Art.
Hey, it's good to be with you today.
Thanks, Mark. So I want to ask you a little bit about the center.
The center is an outreach program from Concordia Seward, and we try to spread the gospel visually. We are working with churches and schools all over the world that need help with their visual content and how they worship and just the whole visual aspect of their lives.
So what sorts of things do you make at the center? Is that mostly things like stained glass or other types of projects?
We definitely do stained glass. That's one of our major things we make. But we do mosaics in the tradition of the Marxhausen Wolfram people. And we do altars, we do designs, we do chancels, we do baptismal fonts, we do pieces in metal, glass, wood, and we do things that are short term. We help people with screen ministry. We help people with student projects that they want to do.
Okay. So what are some of the biggest, I guess, or most complex projects that you've worked on?
Just lately, we did a stained glass window and 72 pieces for Hong Kong International and Church of All Nations in Hong Kong. The window is basically 70 feet long and 15 foot tall. And it's
wow.
In, you know, and we had to go over and install it in Hong Kong. So it was pretty exciting.
Wow. Can you describe what it looks like?
Yeah. The window's about salvation through water. And so you have way on the left side, Adam and Eve. Then you have Noah's Ark and the flood. Then you have Christ's baptism and John the Baptist. And then you have Christ calming the waters. Of course, they're where typhoons happen all the time, so that's pretty interesting to them. And we were building that panel when they were having a typhoon.
Hmm.
So, and then the last part's death and resurrection of Christ. And that is the only part that's really seen from the street. The rest of it's seen inside because the buildings are really tight, maybe 10 foot apart.
So the primary color there, I imagine, would be blue.
Yeah, blue. It's all over. And yeah, we were even playing with windows down below, but they took those out of the picture with fish swinging towards the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And because if it's a school, it'd be a school of fish, sort of a play on that. So,
wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
What other types of things? What are some of your other projects that you've done?
We did a really large mosaic for Valparaiso University a few years ago that's in their Welcome Center. It was so large, we had to take the old gym downtown and lay it out on the floor to see all the pieces, like 90 pieces. Pieces 30, I don't know, 6 feet by about 16 foot tall. And we had to build it here and then take it out and install it out there in Indiana. But we do full sanctuaries. We've done them in Nebraska and Indiana, and we're working on one in Arizona. Bakersfield, California, we did their whole sanctuary, all the furniture, all the windows, everything. So
that sounds great. What's the process for making something like that?
Yeah, well, we start with usually the church contacts us or the school, and we start with the design contract, and that way they can see what we're going to build ahead of time. They have a lot of input. We go through a couple phases where we design, rough design, and then they, you know, say we want this or that, and we want these changes. And then, so that takes about half the time of the build. And once we get to the what we are going to build, then we go into a fabrication contract and then an installation contract. And they're all a little different because we do them all over the world. So sometimes the installation contract is really complicated, like going to Hong Kong, shipping everything there and getting people over there. And sometimes it's just down the road, maybe in Lincoln, where we can just go in that afternoon and help the people. Sometimes the church installs it themselves, so we can help the cost there by doing that.
So where do your materials come from?
Well, all over the world, too. Like the glass comes from different manufacturers here in America. I've been doing stained glass since 1975 or so know a lot of people in the industry, and we just contact them. But you know, nowadays you can get almost anything over the internet too. So if we're working with a special plastic, we were doing something the other day and we got it from Canada, and so you can shop around that way and find things.
So stained glass windows is an ancient technique. Is the building of those windows the same as it was in olden times, or how has that adjusted?
It's changed somewhat. I mean, say 1,000 years ago, a whole family would be stained glass window makers, and the secrets or the ideas would just be passed down from grandfather to son to grandson. And so you may have four generations working on a set of windows. They would make all their own lead. They would make everything. And so nowadays, of course, we buy it from manufacturers. Electricity made a big difference, because now you don't have to heat iron, the melt, the metal, the solder. So electricity, you know, changed everything with stained glass, but not really. I mean, use the same four or five tools, and it looks, you can make it look like 1,000 years old or right now, you know, modern.
So what percentage of your work is stained glass, and what percentage would be other things?
I'd say maybe 40% stained glass and maybe 30% mosaics and another 30% designing furniture, making furniture and other pieces in the church. But we do murals and we do paintings. We do just about any kind of art you can think of.
You have a new studio now that you're working in, the Harvey and Carol Lang studio. Can you describe a little bit what that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The studio is built on where the Reinhold Marxhausen house was. And so we took down the old house and we built about 2,000 square foot structure that has lots of light, lots of air movement, easy to load in and out of, all the things that we were really missing in our old facility. And it's right on the corner, so one of the first things when you come to Concordia, you'd see it, and it has a big painting on the outside of it. The building sort of harkens back to the old studio, Marxhausen's. It has a leaning kind of wall. People really enjoy the look that.
And the old Marxhausen studio is right next to the new center.
Yeah, the studio, he made the mosaics for the Capitol. He made two big mosaics. That's when they built it in, I think, 1963. And so that studio is there, and then we're working on restoring it and the deck, and then the garden between the two pieces. The two studios is there now.
The garden that Doris Marxhausen had.
Right, right. So Doris and Reinhold were a team, and Doris did the landscaping and all kinds of things outdoors, and of course Marx made art.
And Concordia has quite a legacy. Marx was certainly a legend as an artist here for all the years that he was here, starting in 1951 when he came here to Concordia. Concordia also has a legacy of some other very well-known artists as well.
Yeah. So the art department, when Marx came, then about 10 years later, Bill Wolfram came, and then Dick Wigman was a student here and then became a full-time professor for 40 years or so. He does a lot of designing of windows for us. Bill still works with me almost every week on something. He does a lot of mosaics. And then Don Dennison, who was a sculptor, they were all great influences and really maybe changed the whole art scene in the Lutheran school system. And then later on, you had Ken Schmidt coming along and Michael Strand and Jim Bockelman, and a lot of guys from the art department work with us, work with their students.
Okay. And now you have working with you Evan Balawag and Austin Romine.
Yeah. Two really exciting young guys. Evan was a student here for 4 years, and now he's worked here almost 5 years. So he's been with the center as we've grown over the last 15 years. And we also have Austin, who just came on last year when we were building this great big window for Hong Kong. And he's the one who packed it all up. And then he also went to Hong Kong. So Evan and Austin both got to go to Hong Kong to work on installing the windows and fixing some pieces. So I'm really excited because you got young, energetic, smart young guys building things. And we have a fellowship program, so we have a fellow almost every year who comes in. This year, Grace Stenge was our fellow, and she made a piece for Waverly, the church in Waverly. So
can you tell us a little bit about your background? You are the managing artist for the mm-hmm. center.
Well, I went to school here in the 70s, so I knew all these professors back then. Then I went on to, God moved me all over the United States, Washington, D.C., Winfield, Kansas, started the art program in Irvine. Started the art program in Winfield, Kansas, at St. John. And then, I got my MFA and have always been making art and working in art. I had my own studio for about 10 years in Topeka, Kansas. And then one day, Wolfram said, you need to move up here. We are starting a Center for Liturgical Art and 15 years ago. And now I've been here 15 years or 14 years.
Wow, that's great. So what do you see as the future for the center?
Well, only God knows, but we see us trying to help churches think in the future. So making their spaces more flexible, trying to help them visually understand that every second of your life that you have your eyes open, you're bringing in about 1,000 pieces of information per second. So visual communication is really important, and young people are really tuned into it. So if you want to have a church and you want to have a dynamic and people in it, you better be thinking visually. And we're helping them think about everything from the bulletins that they're making or their websites all the way through their sign out front to the sculpture they want to, prayer garden they want to make to their altar, or maybe reconfiguring their spaces. So, yeah, it's exciting, yet it's sort of daunting because you think it should go faster and more should happen, but it's all in God's time.
Okay. Well, Mark, want to thank you very much for talking with us today. And again, I'm Tobin Beck today with Mark Anschutz at Concordia University. Thanks for listening.